Hi, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, Chapter 9, Mishnahs 8 and Mishnah 9. Mishnah 8. Heichan Pikdoni. Where is my deposit? Amalo Nignav. He says to him, it was stolen. Mashpiachani. So I make you swear. Vamar Amen. He says Amen. He swears. Ve'edim me'edim oso shegnavo. And witnesses testify him that he stole it. Masham tishlumi kefil. He has to pay kefil. He has to pay double. Hodam atzmo, if he admitted himself, Misham Karen v'chomesh v'ashram, he pays the principal, chomesh, and a guilt offering. So again, this is a continuation of the last section of the previous Mishnah about the laws concerning an unpaid custodian who claims that an article entrusted to him was stolen, and then if he if the witnesses come and he had sworn that he didn't, so then he has to pay kefil, double. And if he admits it himself, so then he only pays principal, chomesh, and guilt offering. But he doesn't have to pay kefil because someone who incriminates himself is excluded from that fine. Now, regarding the person who claims loss, the preceding Mishnah taught that the witnesses testify against him that he consumed it. Here, the person claimed theft, and our Mishnah testifies, and the witnesses testify against him that he stole it. So Tosfos writes, and he consumed it, was used above to be inclusive. And even though it no longer exists, he's exempt from kefil when claiming loss. And here, when he says he stole it, is also used to be inclusive. And so even if it still exists, he pays kefil because he claimed the theft. Mishnah 9. Hagozel es aviv v'nishbalo. Person robbed from his father and swore to him. V'mes, and he died. Harize misham keren v'chomesh lebanav o la'achav. He pays principal chomesh to his sons or to his brothers. V'im'eina rotze, and if he does not want, osh'ein lo, or he doesn't have, love, he has to borrow. U'bale chov boim v'nifroim, and the creditors come and they collect the payment that is due. So again, he robbed from his father and swore to him that he had not stolen from him. His father dies, but the stolen object is in existence. It hasn't been consumed. So he pays principal and chomesh to his father's sons, who are the brothers, his brothers, or to his father's brothers, if he didn't have any other sons and he was the only heir. Okay? And even though he's also an heir of his father, he doesn't retain anything because he hasn't atoned until he removes the stolen object in its entirety from his possession. Right? Tosfos interprets this as follows, that his sons are the sons of the thief, and his brothers are the brothers of the thief. And if he has no sons, so then we consider as if he were dead, and his sons or his brothers inherit him, because he has to remove the stolen object from his possession. Now, if he doesn't want to lose the share of inheritance from his father, or he doesn't have enough property so that he could waive that portion from his inheritance, so when he borrows against the share in the stolen object, therefore now he no longer owns the stolen object, and he's fulfilled the mitzvah of returning it, the creditors come and collect payment from the value of the stolen object from the share that the thief has in it. Okay, and this is according to the law. But the Chachamim were lenient, the sages were lenient, and they allowed him to engage in evasion. So the stolen object would at all events leave his possession, and he would not lose his share in the inheritance. So the Gemara says that if he's the father's only heir, then he gives the stolen object to the creditor as a repayment of his debt, right, or for his wife's ketubah, for the marriage contract or to a charity, and he has to inform them saying that this was the object that was stolen from my father. So this is according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Meiri also explains this mission in this matter. The Rambam, however, interprets it very differently, and he holds that the thief is not under an obligation to give his father's heirs his share in the stolen object because it's his by right of inheritance. And when it says if the stolen object exists, he must remove it from his possession, he can come back later and then receive his share from it. So the Rambam's version of our Mishnah reads, if a person robbed his father and swore to him and he died, this one pays principal and chomesh to his brothers or sons, and not sons or brothers. Brothers and sons, not sons or brothers. And since there's an obligation to return the stolen object, the thief gives this object and chomesh to his brothers, who are his father's heirs, and makes a reckoning with them to receive back from them the portion due to him in the inheritance. Okay? Tomorrow we'll do Mishnahs 10 and 11.